or be sold. Get loud. Be proud. Sink or swim. What's it gonna be? You've tuned into the Human Food Factor Show. A proactive viewpoint about where we are headed, who is taking us there, and why. Here's your host, Howard Axtell.
Bad boys. Hello, folks. We're back again. Time to slip on those headphones and go for it again. This is Howard Axtell and
Ron Lewis. We're back.
We're back broadcasting out of Liberty, Tennessee, the Human Food Factor Show. We are a caller forum, a preparedness forum. We have several gentlemen that are on that I know are very accomplished preppers. Matter of fact, half these folks that we've had the honor of having on our show are veteran preppers. They're living it as well. We've got Jim from Virginia. Welcome to the show, Jim. How are you today?
This isn't Jim from West Virginia. This is his evil twin, Jimmy. I had to thump you a little bit here. Let me hand the phone over to Jim. He's going to behave himself.
Howard, you don't believe everything I tell you, do you?
Jim, have I ever believed everything you told me? I do, Jim, so be careful with me. I'm sensitive.
Well, I was tied up. My wife likes to do that. You don't believe everything you do. I missed the first half hour. I'm so sorry.
Hey, I'll tell you, it's actually worked out quite well. We've had some callers, and it's been interesting. We've talked a lot about where we're going and how how these people that are actually engineering all of these different programs and stuff that are making all this money, and we the people are suffering from it. And
we're
footing the bill. So we've done a lot of talking about that. We've done quite a bit of talking about preparation, starting with water. You know, your water, your food. How do you store it? Where do you buy ball jars? You know, from Ace Hardware is the cheapest, best place to get them. Stashes and bugging out. I mean, these poor folks in the city. Man, I'll tell you, if I was in the city, I'd be scared to death. But one thing you better know some neighbors and you better have some friends. You better
have a plan.
You better have a plan and you better have a backup plan on top of it on how to get the heck out of there before it really starts getting bad. Hey, Jim, Jim is going to lead us through some touches on the shortwave communication system, the FM system, and which really sounds good, and he's got another one too. But we're going to take a couple of callers. If you just want to hang on, Jim, and sit there.
I got three very important ones. Two very important ones besides that. Very, very important.
Okay.
I won't waste words, but yeah.
Okay, hold on to that thought, and we're going to bring you on to discuss this. We've got an entire hour to do it. We've got Mark from Texas. We'd like to bring him on. Welcome to the show, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Mark dropped.
Aww. Welcome back, Mark. How about Richard from Texas? See, Texas is rich in this preparation deal here. And we really like these guys because they are serious, folks. We've got Richard from Texas. Welcome to the show, Richard. Hello, Richard.
Hello. Yeah,
hi.
I'm here.
Welcome to the show. How can you help?
I'm just sitting out here in the sun. Well, I'm not in the shade listening to y'all outside. I took y'all up on that Provident Living, and they are some real nice and helpful people. And they also have the oxygen absorbers.
Okay, who are these folks again?
The Marmon Cannery people, Provident Living. A couple weeks ago, y'all did a show, and somebody was calling in about that.
Okay, good deal. If you've got a website, I would not mind broadcasting that at all.
Well, I first found it through Marmon Canneries, and then you find a city in your area. And then Provident Living is another site that they're under, and it's another Mormon outfit.
Beautiful. Hey, I'd like you to hang on, Richard, if you don't mind. We're going to go to our first break. It's a quick one. Call in, folks, 1-800-313-9443. Okay, we've also got Mark back, Dynamite. Okay, we're going to go to break, folks. Thanks for listening.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Looking for answers? You're tuned in to the right place. The Human Food Factor Show with your radio god, Howard Axtell.
Hello, folks. We're back on the Human Food Factor Show on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. I am so glad we changed our show time to 6 to 8 Eastern. It has been, it's nice because we're not sitting here in the dark already.
Yeah.
And it hasn't damaged our callers. Our callers, it's been more convenient for them and our listeners as well, I do believe. Richard, do you have any more that you'd like to contribute to our show?
Well, I got a couple of questions. When I was putting my stuff up, I put them up in 5-gallon buckets with a rubber seal on them, and then I threw in some of them oxygen absorbers with the different stuff I bought and put up. But I noticed on my sugar, I didn't take it out of the bag or nothing. I just put the sugar in a container with about 3 of those oxygen absorbers, and I went and looked at it the other day, and just about all the air sucked out of the one with the sugar, but everything else is, you know, looks the same. What's the deal with the sugar? I mean, do I even need the oxygen absorbers in that?
Well, the deal is what the consistency of the material is. If you, like, for instance, if you've got beans, they're large pieces, so there's more air in that container, which means you have to use more cc's worth of these oxygen absorbers. And you're also, money better spent would be to get these Mylar bags, because you can squeeze the air out of them, pop these babies in there, and then seal them, and you can literally watch them suck up, just, and then you drop those into a 5-gallon bucket, and then you seal them on top of that. what you've got is a consistency difference, whereas grains of sugar are very compact. Boy, once it's compact, you've got X amount of air in there, and that's it. But with beans or rice or any kind of your dried goods, you're going to have a lot more air in there, which means you're going to need added oxygen absorbers.
Okay.
Like I put 5 in mine. I had 500s, unfortunately, and the 1500s are really the ones you need to have. And so I had 5 and 6 in each of my containers, and I'm hoping that it did well.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to tell, but in answer to your question, it's the consistency of the material compared to, you might get up on a website and look up the application of these oxygen absorbers, and it'll tell you what materials require how many and yeah. that sort of thing. Real important. I mean, there's no point in doing it unless you do it right.
Okay. And one more thing. I was thinking about getting one of them solar kits from, can you think of the name of the place now?
Not a bad idea. If you can afford it, do it.
The solar activity and a possible EMP, will that affect the components in a solar kit?
I'm sure it would.
It will affect any electronic device that there is.
Let me help you.
The big thing is, if you will just put them into a sealed metal can, they will be protected.
I think Jim had something to say also. Jim, did I hear you back there?
Oh, yeah. EMP, nothing really protect anything except a sealed, not metal, but it has to be sealed, ferromagnetic. I live, eat, and breathe electronics. I understand that. But just aluminum foil wrapped around it, they call it a Faraday shield. That's for electrostatic. This is induction, electromagnetic. It needs to be metal steel, as in ferromagnetic, iron magnetic material. And also, to be honest with you, I don't believe the CME will take down our power grid. We have too much protection on it. If the power lines can take direct lightning hits, don't worry about a CME. An EMP, man-made EMP, yeah, you worry about that. But okay. They may blame a power grid because they want to take the power down to hurt us. And they may blame the power grid failure on a CME, but I don't buy that one. I want to go on record saying that.
Okay. All right.
Well, you need a real iron box. And
I got one. It's 4 foot underground with my beans and my microwave with all my radios in it. It's right now at 100 degrees outside. It's 75 degrees inside.
Boy, that is great. That's great. All right, yeah, there you go, folks. There's prepping for you.
I live where everybody's going to want to be living here, I believe, pretty shortly. I'm 2 miles down a private road, 80 miles west of Houston, 50 miles southeast of Austin. And
you're out in what they call a fur piece.
Yeah.
Well, look, hey, Richard, hang on to our number. This is the first time you've called our show, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, very good. Keep our number. Call in. It's very, very helpful to our listeners to know that there are others out there that are serious. They know that something is about to happen, and there is something we can do about this. We can be ready. You know, I don't care how we do it. It's got to be done. We're going to go to our next caller now. Thank you, Richard. Mark, welcome to the show.
Amen to that last comment, you three. Amen to that. We've discussed the generator system, and we discussed the refrigeration system last couple of times I called up.
Right.
Okay, you up with me here?
Yep.
Okay. Here's what I'm looking at. Let's say you get lucky enough, God shines on you, and you catch you a 30-pound blue. I don't want that blue to turn into maggot food.
You got that right.
Now you got 30 pounds of fish here, guys. What you gonna do with it? You gonna dry it?
Smoke.
No. What you do is the situation I described before. This generator will freeze a block of ice, several blocks of ice, by the way. It's 48 quart in less than 8 hours. That'll take you 1 gallon of gas. These Igloo coolers will hold ice for 7 days. I'm looking at 4 months on 16 gallons of gas, which is the average tank in a car.
Wow.
You have to have refrigeration.
Okay, the other thing, The other thing to look at, not a problem. The other thing to look at is look at propane freezers or and or refrigerators. They now have refrigerators that will go for a year on 100 gallons of propane.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
The freezers are even more efficient.
Yeah, they use what is about a quarter of a gallon a day. It's less than that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's a ridiculous amount, and it'll maintain temperature. And you are absolutely right, Mark. Refrigeration is a huge issue. And I think the best we've seen on this show so far is propane-run cooling, without a doubt. And it's just, you know, I don't know. Of course, getting those tanks refilled.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you get a big tank and get it full, you're looking at,
you can pull 3 years off of it.
Yeah. If you get a propane-type system, a refrigeration system, they're excellent. But the thing is, you're limited. If you'll get that adapter kit for this generator I was telling you about that'll allow it to run on propane.
Right.
A very variety of options to be explored depending on what comes your way.
Got it.
Exactly.
This little refrigeration unit, guys, pulls 0.75 amps. So every week, every Sunday or whatever, when you run this thing to make your ice, you can throw a few other things in there and maybe have like a little party. It's kind of like something to look forward to, you know?
I hear
you there.
Isn't
that kind of a nice thing to have when everything's went to pot? You have something to look forward to.
Absolutely. I'm
sorry, go ahead.
No, you go right ahead. This freezer that you're talking about, so that anyone can look this up, is there a name or a website? Or?
Yeah, someone I was telling you before, it's an EdgeStar. I can't remember the model number. I had all that stuff out the other day. But
EdgeStar, that ought to do it. EdgeStar freezers, something to look into. And propane can be used for anything. It can be used for cooking. It can be used for heating. It can be used for refrigeration. You can use this stuff for anything. So, folks, collect propane bottles.
This little EdgeStar freezer, guys, runs on 110 volts. It runs on 12 volts. And it also runs on 24 volts.
No kidding.
Getting all the options covered. Do you see? You can't just pick and choose what you want to use.
Right.
You're going to have to be versatile.
You're going to have to be able to charge those batteries, too. So that fellow.
Well, there's your solar panels.
There you go.
All right, guys. Yep. See you
later. All right. Hey, thank you very much, Mark. As always, we appreciate you. We're going to go to our next caller. Oh, man, Daniel dropped, too. Good grief. I'll tell you what. We've got Bishop's Warehouse Mormons Food Distribution Center. Bishop's
Warehouse.
Okay, Warehouse Mormons Food Distribution Center. Bishop's Warehouse. Okay, that might be something to look up, folks. That's from John. Okay, let's see here. I think Daniel's dropped. We've got Chuck from Texas. And I think probably what we're going to do is get Chuck and Jim on the show at the same time, Jim Lavelle out of West Virginia. And Jim is going to finish a serious dissertation on our communications, what happens when the grid goes down and you need to talk to other people and you need to know what's going on in the real world. Because wherever you're at, isolation is going to be the number one killer. If you're by yourself, you're a sitting duck. That's why we got to talk about this. We need to talk to our neighbors. We need to get some idea of when we're going to do, what we're going to do, and how we're going to do it. So,
rock and roll, Jim.
Without any further ado, let's bring Chuck on as well, because I'd like to have him live for this too. Chuck, you there?
How your brothers doing?
Hey, how's it going there, big fella? I'm glad to hear your voice. I was hoping you'd show up.
I have been so wildly busy, man, I'm telling you. I love the information you're talking about propane. I'm just nervous about anything that uses electricity. I wish I could have asked that fellow if these were propane with a pilot light system. Now we're talking. I'm just afraid of the electronics going bad on them.
Right, I hear you.
You're going to let Jim back on the show? I thought we'd run him off already.
No, he's here. We're going to go to break first, though. We'll be back in just a second. Call in, folks, 1-800-313-9443. Thanks for listening.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
To Connecting the Dots, the Human Food Factor Show, with your host, Howard Axtell.
Let's go!
Let's go. Yep, we're back again. We're back in the saddle again, the Human Food Factor Show. We've got Jim Lavella from West Virginia on to talk about the communication glitch that we're looking at here. You've got to be able to communicate. You've got to be able to hear, and you've got to be able to, hopefully, talk. We've also got Chuck Smith from Texas and a very accomplished prepper. I'm glad to have him on. We do have another caller that has come back on, Daniel from Texas. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
How's it going today?
Hi, how's it going, Dan? What's happening?
Not much. I called in a few weeks ago. I missed the last couple of weeks. We've been busy moving and getting the house back together, but... got linked up with Chuck the last time I called. I talked to him a couple times over the phone. Winds up we're almost neighbors.
Hey, that's probably a real good thing. Knowing where you're at and knowing your neighbors is very, very important. If you're alone, you're a sitting duck, and I'm quoting you, Chuck. We've used a lot of your information and a lot of Jim's information on this show. So I remember you and your family, you finally convinced them it was time to go, and you guys moved into a much, much better location for being able to prepare and be somewhat Self-sufficient. Well, to be self-sufficient and to be a little more secure in your living environment. Am I correct? Are you that fella?
That is me.
Good.
And first thing we did, we got in the house, you know, made the deal with the better half. She could do all the packing and unpacking, and I would do all the heavy lifting. And we got here, she started unpacking. I went out to my yard and started my garden, and I got stuff sprouting already. Planted last Sunday. I got a full slew of plants already sprouting up out of the ground today.
Good deal, man. That is the key. That'll give you the fever, too, because I'll tell you, I've got a garden that decided it liked me this year, and I can't believe these poor squash plants, they must think they're going to die if they don't produce more squash. I swear. I mean, they keep spitting these yellow squash out, and then all of a sudden I look over here, and there's my green bell pepper plants are going berserk. And, boy, it just goes on, and I just keep freezing it, keep putting it up, which brings me back refrigeration. Now, we've been talking about this and that. Now, Harbor Freight, of all places, Harbor Freight, if you go there, they've got a 45-watt solar power panel system on sale for, what, $159? $135, $159. That's cheap, folks. You can charge batteries with that little bugger. You can charge cell phones. You can charge anything with it. And that's cheap. Harbor Freight. Okay, Ace Hardware. Go to Ace Hardware. Get all your ball jars up to a half a gallon. Really important stuff. Write this stuff down. Well, what do you have to contribute, Daniel?
Well, I was just calling, you know, to get everyone else on the ball. I mean, I'm pretty well new to this. I've been, I guess, listening to RBN for about a year now. I found y'all just a few weeks ago, but, you know, it's time to get serious about it. You know, I've got a garden going, piecing together my canning equipment, buying, you know, a couple cases of jars, and I go to my Ace just down the road here and, you know, looking
there
into...
There you go.
After speaking with Chuck, I was going to give me a cheaper canner, but he convinced me it's probably better to go ahead and buy some quality. I'm going to go with the All-American and start canning up stuff up.
There you go, man. That's it, folks. This is a fellow that saw the imminent danger approaching, and they
did something about it.
That's right. They moved, and they are working on becoming self-sufficient. Very, very important. We are going to move along. Daniel, keep us posted. Please call in again. We appreciate it. We're going to go to Jim at this point because we've got we've probably got another break coming up here shortly, but we need to get into this communication deal. The floor is yours, Jim.
Okay. I've got some very important information. First of all, please get a pencil and paper for the radio info. Now, that wonderful gentleman called in about micro FM broadcasting. I'm so stupid, I hadn't thought, yeah, that'll work great if everything shut down. Then you have Communication Central. You bring ham radio operators into the Communication Central. You have a microphone. Oh, that guy was gorgeous. So I missed a few points. Now, but please get a pencil and paper because this might be very important insofar as writing down. Now, I have two important points to make before that. First of all, from other people in other worlds, other countries, as long as somebody thinks you have stuff, they can and or will torture you to find out whether criminals in or out of uniforms. So do not let anybody into your life that you do not trust.
Amen.
Somebody show up at one... Now, the favorite boss hog trick is to send somebody out to murder you, make it look like a robbery when you speak against the system. And I had that happen here about 3 weeks ago. And I haven't quite been the same since. At 1:20 in the morning, I called Diane, said to Diane, "Diane, we have company." She was right behind me with a Glock, and I had 357. And he kept coming at me. I finally raised it up, and I heard him. I know he heard the hammer snap back. I said, "Stop right there." So do not let anybody into your life. If they think you have stuff, they will torture you. And also, you can get Seal-O-Meal bags. And they're not necessarily Mylar, but they're the Seal-O-Meal. Sucks all the air out and seals it. And you can seal long things in them along with ammunition. Grease rags awful work. Now, that's point one before I get to the ham radio information. And there isn't that much of it. It's kind of important.
Okay, we're going to go to a quick break, Jim. That's good information. We'll come back right after the break, folks. Call in 1-800-313-9443. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying an investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control? Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the three-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell. Buddy, you're a
boy, make a big noise. Hello, folks. We're back again. We're here with Chuck Smith and Jim Lovell. Jim is giving a dissertation. He's probably a little frustrated because we've only got 30 minutes left now. Go ahead. You've got the floor, Jim. Is that okay, Chuck? Let Jim do his thing here.
Oh, hell yeah, I like listening to Jim shoot.
Well, hey, I gotta tell you, Chuck, you gentlemen being available for people to call is helping. It is helping a lot of people. Thank you.
Well, just let me break in just a second. I'm real short of time. I was calling in just to say, hey, and with Jim on, you darn sure don't need me at the moment. But just give out my phone number, will you, if there's some preppers in the North Texas area. We're going to try and get another preppers meetup going. I need to start another prepper group and start, you know, spreading the word more and meeting up with folks.
Okay.
And, so if anybody's in the North Texas area, give out my phone number, my email address. That's in a touch base with me. Anybody wants to join has to go through me, come to my house, see what I got. No, I don't need nothing you got.
Okay, let's go ahead and do that right now. Give me your email address again. I need to put it by your number here.
Yeah, it's SmithFix.
SmithFix, that's right.
At hotmail.com.
Okay, folks, write this down. This is a gentleman that is more than willing to help you in any venue of preparedness you can dream up. It's SmithFix, just like it sounds, at at hotmail.com. Okay, hotmail.com. Now I've got it down too. And his phone number is 817-688-0079. Very experienced, more than willing to help. And you can also email us through the website at thehumanfoodfactor.com. Either way, we answer all of our emails. So if you've got questions, you've got a place you can get the answers. That number, right, again, I'm going to give it to you one more time. It's 817-688-0079. Email is smithfix@hotmail.com. All right. Thank you, Chuck.
All right, Chuck. Guys, I will see you next week. And, man, Jimbo, I got one question for you to clarify for me, and that's how can they not jam us out?
Well, basically what it boils down to is this. They can't put enough noise generators out there to jam us all out. They cannot do it. They'll do it in the cities, I'm sure. Now, they tried to put in what's called BPL, broadband through power line, to bring high-speed internet using the the power transmission lines as the antennas, which would have slammed the entire shortwave frequency band. But it was pushed down by the hams, and I had to tell the vice president and the president of ARRL, Mr. Haynes was the president of ARRL at the time. I said, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to slam us. So they are not going to be able to pull that off. I know a fellow who worked for Harris Communications, and the Army was talking about all kinds of noise generators, buying a bunch of them, but they have canceled the contract about 3 years ago. So they cannot slam ham radio. They don't want you to know about ham radio. But they want control of the communications grid. They can't have it if you have radios.
Bingo. Bravo.
Answer it.
Bravo.
All right,
okay,
brother. I will see you guys later. Take care. I'll be listening on the phone. I'm on the fly.
Please all do, right, cause... Chuck, you have a good week, brother.
You too, man. Bye-bye.
All right, Jimmy, it's your floor.
Okay, I'm going to rock and roll. Now, before we get into the ham radio, some of you, speaking of militias, there's a gentleman by the name of Drake, which you may have known about. Now, I have met him in person. He and his wife, I have signed papers with him. They went to The Hague. We up a steal them, sent to The Hague with a lot of others. I won't bore you with that, but then a lot of things started happening, and he said certain things would happen, and they have happened. I was involved with a radio show called Freedom Reigns, co-hosting for a little while, and backed out because there were problems, and I couldn't fix them. I didn't know what to do. But we jacked our listenership in about 6 months from about 20K to 100-some K, roughly, in rough numbers. Please don't take me to the bank on take me to the anything on that. And so he needed a platform, so he said, okay, we need a platform. He said, okay, we'll do this on Freedom Reigns. And he advertised that we'd be on Freedom Reigns, and he advertised this on militia sites, peaceful, lawful militia, not these idiots who go out in the world and blow up stuff. I'm talking about the posse. Here, let me help you. Floods, fires. Can I get food for you?
Yeah, organizational
right,
groups.
Right, exactly. People. Lawful, peaceful, work with the sheriff groups. Okay. Now, at any rate, he advertised this on several different militia sites. Diane, this puppy dog's trying to play with you. I'm on air. Thank you, ma'am. But for whatever reasons, he advertised that he's going to do a radio show. Listenership broke all blog talk records. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, Drake is a pretty celebrated guy. You brought him up. I've seen quite a bit of his stuff, and he is a very prominent, very smart guy, and he's also very in the know as far as, you know, what's going on behind the scenes in our benefit.
Howard, I would trust my life, my wife, and my wallet with him halfway around the world.
I hear you.
I detect no guile in him. Now, when he makes a mistake, he admits it. Now, he's been lied to and passed things along. I've taken him to task on a few things, like, you better not say that because you're going to destroy credibility. And I adhere to classic journalism. If you know something, you know it, you know it, you know it. And so he comes out and says it, even if he can't prove it. But the guy has guts and he has integrity.
Right.
So, if you're involved with it, you can look it up as Global Voice Radio, Global Voice Radio. I'm in the background now. I've kind of backed out because of callers, this, that, and the other, but I will tell you this. You need to look into the lawful, peaceful militia, okay? Now, here's what I'm going to try to mention to you.
And they're in every area.
Oh, yes. I wish I had the websites on the tip of my tongue, but I don't. But look into it, and we need people who can cook meals and help carry things and unload trucks. And it appears to me, from what I can pick up, appears that there are people who are going to try to keep the grid up if the crap comes down. It appears to me. But don't depend on anything in this world. But I have specifically asked Drake, please don't give me any inside intel. I don't want to know it. I don't want the burden of it. But everything he has said so far has come through. Now, so get involved with a lawful, peaceful militia. All it is people helping people, nothing more. But at any rate, I had to get that out, and I will tell you, I do trust him. I do not find any guile in him, and I've got a BS detector, which is on hyper alert.
But right, yeah, solid. You would. You would, yes, boy. You and your wife, you and your wife have been through hell where you live.
No kidding. And we had to buy our place back because I did a radio show, and somebody falsified records at the Rome County Courthouse or did something awful. We don't know what, but I've had to buy my place back because they sold my place for $36 on the courthouse steps, and they ain't heard the end of it. But believe me, if my sheriff will become a constitutional sheriff, I'll just let it drop rather than suing him. So, at any rate, which we didn't have money. Now, here's the point. Now, this wonderful caller called in about FM. I said, oh, why didn't I think of that? The FM micro stations. Now, I've got a little bit of ham radio information. I just shut up and let him roll because that guy helps so much.
Yeah, that FM idea, man. I mean,
gorgeous.
If you've got, I looked into this a bit too, just the pricing as Ron did as well, and we came up with anywhere between $300 and $3,000 for one of these systems, but we had a somebody emailed in, and I think I forwarded you that email about a Yega 5V or something like that.
Well, and a third of my emails got stopped now. I have to send an email. Like, I sent an email to Drake. I didn't know if he got about the CAFRs, information about that. And so I had to phone him and said, Drake, if you didn't get it, please call me. So a lot of times they're stopping about a third of my emails since I did a radio show on June 18th with Pastor Mitch Paul. Now, let's get around to the radios, okay?
Okay.
I hope that you will look into these things because this is all about doing the next right thing. Now, okay, I had several bullet points on the ham radio, and here's what they are. This is where the pencil and paper comes in handy. There are suppliers who have, and these guys who sell ham radio stuff, they sell a GMRS, MUR, all these different little alphabet things like multi-user radio service, but you can get shortwave radios. SSB is what you're looking for on shortwave radios if you want to listen to the hams. Now, you heard me last time when I had the noise level like crazy on AM, hit single sideband, and you heard a conversation in there.
Right, exactly.
You need single sideband on shortwave radio. They're about $150 from the suppliers. They have all kinds of little gizmos in there. Now, and you can spend $10,000 for a receiver. I mean, but all jokes aside, you don't need to spend $1 jillion. I'm going to tell you what ham hell is. Ham hell is to have a $100,000 radio station and no antenna.
Yeah, right.
There is a radio, an antenna which I'm in love with because it cancels a lot of local noise for HF, meaning 3 to 30 megacycles long haul stuff, shortwave radio. It's a horizontal loop, and you can make it as long as you want or short as you want. If you wanted to transmit, you have to make it tune at whatever your frequency you're going to tune if you're going to transmit. But mine's 500 feet of wood strung, 5 feet of woods, right, strung through the trees, right? 500 feet of wire strung through the woods and hanging from trees. I use pieces of plastic pipe for insulators, and the thing's only about 20 feet above the ground, but it's quiet. And there's a fellow in Charleston, West Virginia, couldn't pick up diddly squat. In a little bitty postage stamped lot, he strung the wire around the fence, which went around it, and in one side, out one side of the radio, and he could hear. And if you have a horizontal loop and you have one single antenna input, you hook one end of that horizontal loop antenna to ground on the radio and the other to the antenna, and it works gorgeously.
No kidding.
Yeah, any length of wire, 100 feet, 30 feet, whatever, but that tends to cancel the noise gorgeously. Now, the reason you don't hear very much about horizontal loop antennas in the ham radio world is because you can't sell them for $500 a pop. All you need is so much wire strung in a circle. Shortwave listening doesn't matter the length too much. The longer, the better. For amateur radio, you need it tuned. Now, if you get into ham radio, you'll need a radio for HF for 3 to 30 megacycles long haul, and you need an antenna tuner, which will tune the antenna to the radio so you don't smoke the rig, okay? And you can get them. Oh, I've got an old MFJ-949, which Diane's beloved ham radio father gave me. They go for about $15 on eBay. But the main thing is you have to have an antenna. Okay, cover the horizontal loop. There are also little gizmos called code readers, Morse code readers. You can hold them up to a speaker, and it puts out CQ. It'll print out VVV. So they're code readers, which you can buy. They're not cheap, about $100. Smudge, get down. Dog. New puppy. But any rate, you can get those silly things, and you can read it there. Also, back in the Commodore 64 days and the TI-99s way back in the 80s, there were programs in Apple IIs. You could get programs on those so you could type and send out Morse code and vice versa. Now, I haven't paid much attention to it. I'm not a big CW guy. I just do it with manually rather than use a computer. But there are code readers where CW, you can decipher it very easily. There's also something else, and then I'll get to the information about the suppliers. There's something called packet radio. Now, Al Gore says he invented the Internet, and the military says, oh, we had the Internet. Oh, they had radio teletype systems back in the 50s where you type at one end, and there's this motorized thing. I can't even remember. We had one at the radio station.
Bang. Yeah, right.
Quarter horsepower
right.
motor, okay? They had that, but if you chop the wire, dead meat. Now, the packet system, the hams developed and gave it to the world. It's a self-addressed, self-delivering mail, so to speak. And if it goes out, if it gets stopped someplace, it goes, doink, I'll go another way. And it finds its way around problems. And that has given us the modern Internet. Now, they don't want you to know about ham radio. They don't want to give any credit because they can't control all of it. So the bottom line is our Internet was brought to you by people who lovingly gave of their knowledge to create the packet system. We now have the Internet. Now, that's anecdotal. Here's the situation. There are two suppliers in particular who are the biggest ham radio suppliers that I know of. One is called Ham Radio Outlet, if memory serves, and it doesn't very well. I've got an excuse, folks. I'm 61. HamRadio.com. HamRadio.com, if memory serves. Ham Radio Outlet, they've got, I don't know, half dozen stores. Now, I'm in West Virginia. My nearest ham radio store is Cleveland, actually Euclid, Ohio. But Diane's family is, my beloved Diane's family is from there. And so you can find the place because it's an antenna farm located in an old grocery store. You see all these antennas sprouting up out of a building. And you can listen to these. But there's another one, Amateur Electronic Supply, and there was one of them in Euclid, Ohio, near Cleveland. AESHAM.com, Alpha Echo Sierra Ham.com, and you can get catalogs from them. Now, the reason why I'm suggesting get a ham radio magazine and ham radio supplier catalogs is so you'll know what's out there. The world is huge. I mean, we have satellites. We have crazies who sit there and shoot a kilowatt of VHF to the moon in Morse code and bounce it back, and other people talk to them bouncing stuff off the moon. I mean... There's all kinds of packet radio, which was the beginnings of the Internet, and you have these little transmitters go gronk, 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 and it pops up on your computer screen back in the Commodore 64 days even. So the packet radio there is, it's a whole wide world. Now, depending upon where you are, you need to figure out your communication system first, your
Amen.
Local communication, and that begins with talking to people, okay? And then you try to pull in ham radio operators. You can go to QRZ.com, QRZ.com, do our various FCC database searches. There are several of them on the net. And you can find out who is in your area, contact them, bring them into your communication circle. Whatever means you have to communicate. And, oh, that fellow who called in, is this Castle, I wrote a note down here, CastleBroadcastingSystems.com. That gentleman...
Yep.
Brought a whole new facet to this, and hook one of these silly things into it, and then for the preparation, and you're set to rock and roll as best you can.
You know, the beauty of that is I researched, I went to his website. What was that? It was Castle Broadcasting
Systems.
Systems.com.
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you what, basically what this is, folks, is you can broadcast on this thing with the correct antenna and whatnot. You can broadcast and listen to it on your FM radio, and everybody that has one can all broadcast to the same channel, so you can all be on a community channel almost. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, well, basically you don't want it to create what's called co-channel interference, where you have two transmitters on the same frequency. You have to time share if you use the same frequency.
I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
So otherwise you create interference. But the bottom line is very simple. It's a means by which other people can hear you, and they don't have to have two-way radios. Wherever your communication central is, a ham needs to be involved.
There you go. Okay, anybody can tune into an FM radio and pick you up on a certain frequency. That is a really inexpensive, key word, inexpensive way to communicate. System. Yeah, it is a full communication system. It's good for how far, pretty much, Jim?
Well, it depends on the terrain, first and foremost. VHF, which is very high frequency, 30 to 300 megacycles, and UHF, 300 to megacycles to 3 gigahertz, is pretty much line of sight, not really, but, you know, pretty much. And so what it boils down to mountaintop, 10 miles. 10 miles, I can say mountaintop to mountaintop if you're on top of a mountain transmitter receiver. If you're in hilly terrain, this, that, and the other, maybe 3 or 4. But the main idea is to get the transmitting antenna high. It's better to have 5 watts on top of a mountain than 100 watts in a valley or a kilowatt in a low valley.
Hey, yeah, boy, we can relate to that here in hilly Tennessee. I can guarantee you that.
Now, something else, too. I'm going to mention this much. Where I am right now, I'm on the wrong side of a mountain for a satellite. I got to go 1,100.
Jim, we got music in the background, yeah. Folks. We're gonna take our last break of the day here. Call in 1-800-313-9443. And thank you very much for listening.
Collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
The Human Food Factor Show. If you don't care about freedom in America, you don't belong here. Back to the man with the mic, Howard Axtell.
Hello, folks. We're back again for the last segment of our show. Jim, I guess we've got a good excuse to bring you back next week as well. We really like your participation on this show. It appears we have a caller and will be the last caller of the day. We've got Sovereign Man from Freedom Land. Interesting. Welcome to the show, Sovereign Man.
Yeah, it's been a while. Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
I just wanted to interject that, you know, for all you people out there that have smartphones, there are apps you can download. There's several Morse code reading applications that you can download on your smartphone that will do audio. And there is a nice little tool. It's called a Tiny Flashlight and LED. For those who have an LED on their camera, this gives you one of the functions. It has multi-function. It has a flash and a strobe, and you could use that strobe for, you know, like if you're at night and you're being attacked or whatever, you can use a strobe to blind.
Yeah, I'm looking at one of those right now, right in my eye. Stop that, Ron.
Yeah, exactly. So, but there is an app on that Tiny Flashlight and LED app where it actually flashes Morse code, so you can type in whatever you want to send. And it eludes me right now, but you can go online, and there is an optical device that will read the flash, and
no
it'll
kidding.
Convert it to text.
You know,
yeah,
there's
actually,
also...
they're using these in, situations where there's high noise, where there's interference in industrial areas where the only way they can communicate is through light.
Well, now, something else also, I had a friend that had one of these smartphones, and he had an application where it was actually a police scanner. And we would sit around and listen to this thing, and it was scanning all the local police activity.
I didn't think to look at that. Well, I guess I'll have to look in that too.
Yeah, that's a real good one right there. I mean, we had a ball doing it, and this is probably about a year and a half ago, so it's been around a while.
Yeah, and it's probably evolved quite, it's probably growing exponentially.
Exactly.
Is my mic live?
And your Sharpies come in handy for that.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Always keep one, they'll write on just about anything, especially the real fine tip ones.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Sovereign Man, thank you very much. This is good stuff. If we can, now I got to bring back this one item here. This Harbor Freight has got a 45 watt solar panel system. The only thing it doesn't have is the batteries, and you know, you can get batteries. $139 to $159. It's on sale, folks. And this will keep your cell phone up. This will keep your batteries up so that you can power your propane. You can fire your propane refrigerators and coolers. Real handy stuff.
One last point.
Go ahead.
1 p.m. Sunday, Eastern Time, Blog Talk Radio. 1 p.m. Sunday, Eastern Time, Blog Talk Radio. Global Voice Radio, thank you all.
Thank you very much, Jim. Folks, we're going to sign off for today. Thank you very much for listening. The Human Food Factor Show wishes you a great week. Thank you for listening.
Are you a